This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Man.
Oh, this is a cover.
Kinda. Was a pickup truck. Remember her name? You remember? Bobby Cho Gentry, the homecoming queen. I never knew you were a pickup, man. You can set my foot. Oh. Hill and still rooting ready for a coup de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if and what for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. Spent all my life in traffic jams and sons and women like about a pickup, man. So this is one of the pretty things about AI or whatever. This was recorded post Joe Diffie's death with Post Malone. I mean, they didn't die together. Post Malone's still alive, as far as I know. I'm saying it's Post Malone and Joe Diffie.
I like Post Malone. I don't hate him at all. I just don't get the country, like a hardcore country kick.
Well, I have an interesting theory about Post Malone. I think Post Malone was always country, but I think at the time he may have been pushed or... You know, your musical influences and tastes and stuff change. Like, look at what you listen to. Like, we were talking about that song earlier, Every Day's a Winding Road. That might have used to be your jam, and now it's a song about a depression pill you can buy. Like, it's weird how things like that change. And so I think, you know, because even with the name Post Malone, he said he got it off a name generator. Like, it's of no meaning to him.
Okay, so do you think it's like those are the two easiest to write songs for? Rap and country?
I think you got to...
So he just, like, picks one and goes to the other?
I don't know. See, I feel the opposite. Some people feel that Kid Rock was always country, and I completely feel that. I think down deep, Kid Rock's still rap. I think that was always his
yeah, to me, for sure.
M.O. was always. But he kind of picked his flow, his audience, realized what worked, and went with it. I think, like, Post Malone, now that he's got, you know, all the money and he's set or whatever, I think shows his true colors a little more, doing more country. But you're right. I'm not a singer, although I'm good at it. I think that it's something where he's like, yeah, this is more comfortable for me. Plus, being a rapper, like, when you hit a certain age, like, it's kind of weird if you're up there. Like, everybody knows, like, T.I., everybody knows he's in a good marriage.
Tip and Tiny.
It seems... that they're in a good way and everything's great, but especially he's up now there doing a concert talking about blanking hoes and shooting up MFs and stuff. It's like, dude, we know you ain't like that no more. I hope not.
Now we don't have to.
You don't have to no more.
I was like Eminem. We know he's a major lyricist. He's got notebooks.
The movie was propaganda. That is the answer to your question I think you're about to ask.
Well, I was like, could he write a different song? Could he write a pop song? Could he write a country song? Are you just stuck in that one lane?
Mm.
Mm. You know, country and rap songs are the easiest ones to write. They just are.
I mean, they have that same composition of, meaning, I don't know the terminology, like a stanza into a chorus where the stanza part, like, I know that's going to rhyme, or it should. It's like poetry, like old poetry all rhymed, and then people's like, what about prose?
Oh, God, prose ruined it all.
And then you had people from other parts of the country or the world saying, well, what about a haiku? And I'm not talking about the great wrestler Ming. I'm talking about a haiku, not haiku.
575.
Right. Shout Represent out. The bloodline. I don't know. Interesting. Like, but then again, like, was Taylor Swift ever country, or was she always a pop star riding that wave of whatever up to the point?
She is some type of
deity,
machine, genius. Witch? Type. How do you produce that much content?
I don't know.
That's what she
stuff
does.
She don't even use.
That's why I think it's supernatural.
I think or in she's the beginning, an alien. She just loved it and played her little guitar and sang her song.
But she writes so much stuff.
Like, when you see or saw, you don't really see it anymore because a lot of them won't take a stance. But you remember, like, when a country singer's career is kind of go a little flat or whatever, what would they always release?
The greatest hits?
A gospel album.
Oh, gospel.
Because that was, I think, probably, I mean, some of the songs had proprietary rights, but many of them were just probably became public domain. Like Victory in Jesus, I think I could go record that and sell it. I mean, no one would buy it.
Isn't that
it would be free, in fact. I would not make money off that.
Isn't that what country is now? Like, they tell them, say, look, see, this fan base is always loyal. They're going to get music. Yeah, not I mean, really buy it anymore because they don't have to.
True, because the rap community didn't buy Kanye's Christian album.
Dang.
Or go to his church.
They so probably shouldn't do anything he does now.
It's real interesting. But like artists, you know, they kind of keep this same kind of like Picasso early, although it got better toward the end, but like it still had that odd juxtaposition of, okay, that's his flow. That's kind of what he does, whether it's a naked woman or an elephant with a unicorn coming out of its head.
Plus, if you're in a band, do you have to write a song? Because, you know, I'd be like, I can't write songs. I can play you drums, but I can't write a damn song.
Like, think about that. Like, you were saying off there, who was it that you said they had a promising football career in high school?
And oh, it was Scott Weiland. He was a good high school football player, and then he was talked out of playing football and then, like, joining the band scene, which was – and then Hetfield was the same way.
Hetfield, that's the one you're saying. And I love – Metallica, obviously. I mean, if you don't, like, that's kind of weird. I mean, I like certain renditions of Metallica more than others, but you think about those guys, yeah. Especially when they were like Kill 'Em All, you know, all that stuff, when they were on tour with Corrosion for Conformity, and yes, but you think about them sitting down together, though, writing a song. Like, they're hard asses, they're like, aggressive. All right, guys, it's writing day. Or even like we were saying the other day with, like, imagine Eazy-E sitting down at a table with the DOC. McRin is there.
All right, guys.
Cube is there.
We're going to write.
Dre is, he's running late, but he'll be here. And then they're like, all right, let's write a song. What do you want to write it about? Some kind of gangsta crap. Some bitches and hoes and stuff. And then they become like artists. There's, you know, whether you like the music or not, they in their mind or whatever, they're artists. They're composing this art. But we're hard asses and we'll shoot you. This is wild to think about.
Plus, you know, there's a hierarchy in the band. There are band politics. If I'm the drummer and I write a song.
You're so awesome. You just did drums with your hands. Like,
do I have
so
to?
Good.
Do I have to, like, you know, float it up the chain, say, hey, tell the lead singer I wrote a song, like, and then he decides if it's good enough to...
Like, secretly...
I mean, okay, let me...
Did Dave Grohl want to be the lead singer of Nirvana? I'm not even making any kind of allegations. We know Courtney did it.
How much talent he had in the beginning, because with Nirvana, Kurt Cobain didn't think that Dave Grohl was the best drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of...
So back where you were saying about music and writing, well, let's talk about...
Sex, baby.
Derek Cantrell and Alice in Chains. He's a guitar player, but he writes most of their music.
Like, I felt like that whole thing for Layne Staley was like, you know, just like drug-induced haze. I feel like you could have written whatever. He would have just sang it and left.
I think the same thing about what I just mentioned. I had this thought, too. And it could be from the great movie Straight Outta Compton, who I saw with the black guy. Remember that? It was great.
Yeah, it was a contest we had on the show.
Yeah. I was like, it was fun. It was in a very fun tone of, hey, I want to go see this movie, but I don't. I wanted to go to the first showing.
We had a game called Watch a Black Movie with a White Guy.
It was a one shot, and we did that. And it was great.
What the hell?
He got to hear he came on the next day. He talked about me, you know, and how I was. And then, you know, we talked about, like, what he thought about the movie, what I thought about the movie. It was a fun little stuff like that should really happen more, but it's kind of frowned upon in a sense. But they would say that, like, basically Eazy-E was like bankrolling NWA, and that they would do all the stuff, write all the lyrics, Dre do all the beats, and he would just show up. But he had that tone, that voice that was.
That's why Don Felder was out of the Eagles. He wanted to sing more, and they're like, look. You're not going to sound as good as Henley or Fry, so you're not going
to
sing.
Plus, Timothy B. Schmidt, I mean, he wanted to sing, clearly. I mean, that's what you see about a lot of those bands. The longer they go, like, the guitarist gets a song. He gets the song. And that could be for when they go on tour, when the lead singer wants to go get some oral fixations, whether it be from a woman or the bottle.
And it's hard to replicate. Like, you know who's going to sing Take It to the Limit? Vince Gill? Or whoever's touring with them, like, you can't replicate that voice.
Or, and this is what it is, I mean, like, Linkin Park, I mentioned this yesterday, like, are they going to play Chester's part during the songs? And that's kind of odd to me. I don't know.
Is she singing all the old stuff? Like, all his parts?
You know, that's a good question, too. That's where I would say, like, bring out the hologram.
She sounds good on the new stuff, but could she do the old stuff? Like, I don't know.
Who is she?
I forget her name. Paige, the Linkin Park singer.
I didn't know there was a lady in Linkin Park.
Now. Yeah.
Oh.
Emily Armstrong.
Yeah, they did a song with her.
Oh, wow.
A new song.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, I did see her at the forest fire concert. Not forest fire, wildfire.
Yeah, I like
that. Not Tommy Rich either. The one in California.
You know, that's what I was going to think of first.
Yeah, no. That's why. All right. We will take a break. We will come back. We didn't get a single phone call there. We will get some on next. Apologies.
Get on that tip, man.
If you're on hold, we did mention him and Tiny as well.
Yeah. Don't hang up.
If you're on hold, don't hang up. We'll get at you next. 1-800-774-0093. Or if you get mad and hang up, we have an audio element we can play.
Okay, hang up.
Good job. Customer service at its best. And to you, I say good morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys, riseguys.com.
Thank you, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning.
Thank you more,
and happy Wednesday.
Oh.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, no, Hootie.
Oh.
Hootie coming up behind you with that laugh.
Remember, what was that game we played for like 3 times and probably went on vacation and forgot about it forever? It was like... WTF LOL, and you'd play a famous laugh and we'd try to guess who it was.
Oh yeah, we did that for a little
and
bit.
You, that was the one that I thought was play. Can you play it again?
Let's see if
I thought it was Seth Rogen, but it's actually Darius Rucker of Hootie fame. I'm telling you,
what a laugh.
Brothers from a different mother and countries too, because he's Canadian.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, you should, boy. There's some eggs yesterday. Let me get this out of the way, too, because P1 Mingling sent a text rather abrasively a moment ago and said they're tired of me, he or she, Mingling, I think it says.
Mingling.
Is tired of me promising things, and then we come back to it and get distracted and not doing it. All right, so it's probably not all that good now since you've ruined it, Mingling, but I'll play it. This is... Oh, come on.
Oh, this is how it works or doesn't work.
Hold on. Here it comes. This was the thing I was going to say though is the eggs. Like, so yesterday we got up some eggs, and you know I told you different breeds of chicken. So the eggs are all different colors, and
it's, you got some blue ones for sure.
Got some blue ones, but then got one that like cannot get a feather off of it, and you don't want to clean them.
No, I get stuck to it.
Yeah, and you don't want to clean them because that takes, you know, like you don't even refrigerate the eggs. You just put them up on an egg crate and leave them.
What kind of, like...
Because they're raw. I mean, they're not cleaned, bleached.
It's just brown and blue, right? You don't ever get any, like, wild kind of red color.
There's one here that's kind of like
Skittles.
Like, I had to hold... You can't see it from there, but, like, I don't know if you can see it. Like, it looks like an Easter decoration.
Yeah, it's like...
there's some brown eggs, but there's one there.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, that still probably had 24 more to go get after that. I mean, hey, popping around.
How much does one chicken make a day?
Well, it varies.
God, like 4 or 5?
Yeah, but sometimes you won't get none.
Oh, well, they're not in the mood to make eggs, I guess.
Well, how long does it take them to make an egg?
It varies. It does.
Do they come out sideways?
I've went on here and said before that a pig is pregnant for 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. And that is like the median. But it's not a, because yeah, I had these people saying, oh, I had one at 2.5 months. I was like, well.
You had people, a preemie pig.
Not all people live in there for 9 months. Sometimes you get some preemies.
Do the eggs ever stick, like, in the chicken? You got to pull them out? Like, play doctor?
No, I never go look for, I go to where they, you know, where they would extract them.
Where they lay in their eggs?
No. I don't, that's a difference of opinion. I don't move them looking for the eggs. Like, if they pop off one and then go mill around or whatever, they go grab it then. But I don't pick them up and take it. I feel bad about that.
You gotta have a camera.
That's kind of mean.
I know. It's like, good Lord, man, I just popped this out.
Still your baby.
Let me lay on it for a minute.
I saw somebody.
He's got me coming in. They're like, courtesy flush.
I saw somebody just got it set up. When the chicken lays the egg, it rolls down a little ramp and goes into like a collection thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got 26. I don't want to take all the glory. My daughter has 26. She's there every day.
Hey, somebody had to buy loose chickens.
Doing the thing. But so again, back to the turkey who thinks it's a chicken. I have now figured out a way to communicate with it. And I thank God for phones and like the availability. Like I have the audio of my grandson saying grandpa the first time. Oh. And like I still go back and listen to it like a nerd. But luckily audio, I had a camera rolling on this. And much like Fatboy, I will self-glorify right now. If you want to see this, you can see this on my Instagram story at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A. F-F-E-W, but I'll play you the audio. So I'm communicating with the turkey and finally got a response. Yeah!
Oh, look at that.
I know, man.
He's like the same.
It was like, that was a chair. I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know what I just said to him, but I said something to Donald the turkey and he responded in the same.
He's like, this guy does this every day. I'll just do it once.
You think that's what it is? Yeah, because I don't go. The chickens go cock-a-doodle-doo. It's only like the.
He said, Matt, we know you farted.
I was sitting there yesterday. Shoot,
you farted.
They win that contest.
You gotta go.
I mean, it's like with them though. They don't. I can't tell if they just broke wind or if that's that pile laying there.
Not farted.
When you go up to the pigs next and do it, make the pigs sound and see if they'll do it back.
I mean that.
But oh, when you're sitting there and you hear a farm,
you hear it. Don't give Dan any ideas.
Speaking
of that, all right, roll with that then.
You know she just did. Well, she's laughing harder. She did it at the roast.
Remember, he did the Grandpa Mattman has a farm. He did it. Don't do this bad. Please. It's bad.
Did he?
No. I mean, yes, he did. But while you're on that tip, Dan in Columbia. We need to have more than just an email relationship. I don't mean like that, though. I mean like
hang on now.
Tones are taken differently in email. And Dan, I would love for you to call in on the show and stuff. And this is not Dan the party man, although I'd like him to call. But you don't have to. Dan, the song, Dan in Columbia makes parody songs and has for us for like 12, 13, 14, 15 years. But as every artist, and he does this for no pay. He's a listener who just started sending these to us, and we started putting them over real strong and all this. So, you know, I did compose what I thought could possibly win a CMA later this year is Tongue Punch My Fart Box. And then you had the guy, Maddie, from...
in my head now.
From Tennessee, that made a adaptation of Dan's song, and Dan never said he had a problem with it or not.
Oh, boy.
Then you had Ricky and Crystal the other day who sent us the Africa Toto parody about the show. That was freaking awesome. And I said, uh-oh, Dan's got some competition.
Uh-oh.
So Dan sent the... Do you have that, Fat Boy?
Yeah, the newest one I got right here.
This is literally based off the first 5 minutes of yesterday's show. I think Dan heard what I said the day before and took it to heart and said, I got to send them something fast. You shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have.
The Rise Guys, the Rise Guys, they're having fun with the P1s. Take us everywhere you go, podcast, stream, or radio, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, I
do appreciate the end. The end was good. But God.
Good Lord.
I mean, I want to go red pill on it right now and just like say, man, like, it's not a competition.
Yeah, take your time to make something really good.
Like, I started off the show yesterday going, hello. And then I was like, oh, it was we went on to the Three Stooges rant for like, you know, 6-7 minutes. And then that's the song he sent.
I hate using this term because it's overused.
Cookie cutter?
Well, scorched earth. He's going to go scorched earth on us if we try to chastise him too much.
I know. And
he gets mad.
Hopefully most people, and honestly, like I'm in that, I'm not really like Dillagaff. Because I do.
I know the number one Dillagaff, and it ain't you, buddy.
I know someone who has the shirt.
And it's airbrushed, so it's not a screen print. I mean, this is an original number one Delegaff. And I'm not full Delegaff, but I grow that way the older I get, where I have to quit filtering, not filtering, but starting everything off with, no, don't get offended or nothing like that.
Oh,
but,
yeah, I preface it with just whatever.
Yeah, it's like sarcasm, like the fun we had the other day with the roast and all that stuff. But, like, that, I mean, that was lame, Dan. I mean, that was, but at the same time, you do it for nothing. You do it for free. I mean, you do this, it's a contribution. But if you appreciate when I do that to, you know, unsigned bands and am honest about their songs and stuff, or movies we see, we don't kiss ass or brown nose, you know? I mean, well, a little bit, but
plus,
only
like,
when needed.
When we get something from Dan, it's a surprise, you know? We don't usually sit around saying, Dan, where's the song?
No.
Well, that might happen occasionally.
Or we might say, oh, that sounds like a song, Dan.
Yep.
But it's more of just like...
It's like a fleeting thought.
But you don't have to. It's not a competition, though. But that was like... I'm feeling mean when I say this, but like that was a waste of your time.
It really was, because something that short, even to produce it up, is going to take a little bit.
I know. I feel bad. I mean, I really do. See, I'm not full Delegaff. I'm like number 9,999 Delegaff.
You have to Delegaff.
You have to Delegaff a little bit.
You're Delegad.
If you're like living off the grid, you can Delegaff. But if you like still work in semi-corporate America, you got to gaff a little bit.
You got to a little. Can I play something real quick on the way out?
Mm-hmm.
Just because we talked about Paige.
You got to go to break already?
Yeah, we got to. We got to play this first, though.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
Because it's a weird... Have you ever heard her laugh that hard?
I want that quote on a shirt. I want that quote on a bumper sticker. I want that quote like on the murals here in the Odyssey when the inspirational quotes they put up. I want that.
She was the worst roaster with the best material because she couldn't get through it.
I know, man.
It's so stupid.
The best material?
No.
It was good.
The delivery was everything.
Oh,
that was
my God.
So
I'm
good.
Sorry. I was...
One chicken sandwich left.
She didn't cackle any. She just laughed her ovaries off. It was fun.
Oh,
can you imagine how bad that would be if that really happened? We only have one sandwich left, sir. Fat ass on the radio took them all.
Well, at that point, turn the menu board off because you advertise in one sandwich.
You see the video where the guy buys.
It's
the
like
TV?
When you go to Chick-fil-A at 10:35 and they still ain't flipped the damn breakfast board over. I know I'm getting a spicy chicken, but still, you're messing with my head.
I gotta sit in the side of the parking lot and wait for it to turn, and then speed up real quick to the spot.
I know.
I had to drive up for one chicken sandwich.
You still can't do it.
And you're gonna be able to do the news next. I hope there ain't no death stories.
Have you seen the video of the guy who buys the TV, but it's a Popeye's menu board, and he can't figure out how to make it a TV?
No.
And he smashes it like a dummy.
Yeah, that's a collector's item.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a buddy who specializes in those.
I'm serious now.
Oh, boy. All right, serious talk now, Paige. What is up in the Plex before we get into the BDA battle and then the king of Comic Con himself, Rob Young, joins us in
Robbie.
Studio.
Oh,
God. Legendary. Okay.
The legend himself.
We have a fake truck company that stole 80,000 pounds of something worth $350,000.
Well, it ain't drugs.
What was in this truck?
Drugs would be way more than that.
Yeah. I'm going to say bull semen.
I'm going to say bullets.
Oh, that's good.
They
like
both
ammunition?
Have bull in it. Bullets and bull semen.
That's good, too.
As a song by Rage Against the Machine back in 98, I believe.
Hey, it's going to be a Post Malone cover now. You
bull
watch.
Semen on Parade, is that or something? Yeah. All right, good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Paige, I have to interject.
Okay, please.
Some breaking news actually came in 9 minutes ago.
Mick Foley getting another wreck.
Val Kilmer's dead, according to Rob Ineria.
Rob!
No, say it isn't so.
Rob!
Why do you have to break bad news, Rob?
Why? Rob!
Why?
Rob, we handled that at about 6:25 this morning. Thanks for listening. I just hearted it, so you know I'm saying that with fun.
Appreciate all the news you break, Rob.
Rob just texts back. He wants to cancel his commercials tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd say it anyway. I like you so much. All right.
It's very unfortunate losing him.
Call Rob.com.
All right. Well, there is a fake truck company.
Binkins.
And this company stole. Oh, let me say the headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We have to say that because they're very kind people.
CR Scotland.
So this company stole 80,000 pounds of an item.
I said bullets. Fat boy said bull semen.
That's a lot, though. 80,000 pounds?
Someone just texted in bull from Night Court.
Oh,
there's a trend here.
Goodness.
It's like nine tons, right?
Yeah.
10 tons.
So it's not drugs, because drugs of any... Even if it was like... God, 40. If it was insulin, it'd be millions.
No, but ooh. Fat boy may go crazy over this, because...
Chicken sandwiches?
Is it peanut oil?
No, it's 80,000 pounds of beef from a Tennessee meatpacking plant last week. That's a lot of beef. So it was worth
it. Is that how they do those things on the side of the road where they sell meat so cheap?
I saw one over the weekend in a parking lot where you might get supplies for a certain farm tractor.
Like, oh, yeah, okay, there you go. So, that was great. That's like that time where we didn't want to say target. We're like, their symbol would make you want to shoot something at it.
Big red balls in the parking lot.
Because it's a target.
Oh,
pit.
Yeah, gotcha.
They're very anti-gun, oddly enough.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody told me there's a particular gun they will not sell. It's a child's toy.
Oh, it's like a toy
it's
gun?
It's a legit toy gun. They won't sell it because it's... I guess activists said, oh, this isn't a bad thing. It don't even look like a real one. Anyway.
It's probably the one you put the bullets in the handle.
It's not Nerf either. Anyway.
Okay. So it was worth around $350,000. That's a lot of beef.
Talk about strips, some Mignons in there, some T-bones.
Mignons maybe.
Tomahawks.
Yeah. So the meat was supposed to go out to customers, of course. But the shipping coordinator subcontracted the deal. And that's where they went wrong. So it out to a company called List Trucking Sales, which was not a legit business.
Of course.
But no one took the time to check out the drivers company who picked up the food.
Finally, Google did something about this. And it's scummy. But what people would do is make... They'd go, you know how like you can buy real estate in other parts of the country, like, you know how.
Oh yeah, Tijuana real cheap.
Well, that's not our country.
Our country.
That firm in Chicago that owns a bunch of downtown Greenville, you know, they don't even live here. So.
That's very common though, investors.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Because they'll buy property and rent it out.
Yeah, and it. I'm conflicted on what I want to say here. I'm not running it through a filter, but kind of. More or less, I just want to, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean, because, you know...
Because it all goes in a cycle anyway. Like, if you're here and everything's cool or whatever, but, like, people who move around like that, like, you're going to go somewhere in 5 years anyway, like, the next trend. Like, you follow trends and where to live. So you'll probably venture back to Austin or Hoboken. Yeah.
Conquer the next big thing.
Yeah.
Try to.
Yeah, because it all flows together in a sense. I don't want to talk too much crap. I mean,
so here
it just gets annoying when you lived in a beautiful town that was nestled and it was like a honey hole, meaning like not everybody knew about it. Cost of living was incredibly cheap.
But, talking about Nickeltown, by the way.
No.
Not at all.
This area is...
The art district, you mean?
Yes.
The art district.
I remember every summer when I got to visit, spend the summer here, I would just get so excited to fly into Greenville.
Pretty. I know. Because talk about loving it so much, but then when people come here, I'm like, why'd you come
because
here?
Because we loved it.
And I know. It's charming.
You
know,
when you get off the plane, you got to get... I had to have some sweet tea with sugar in it because we never had that in California.
What?
No.
It's like us with our Coca-Cola.
We didn't have Krispy Kreme either.
Oh, damn. That's like a crime against humanity. What'd you have in California? Something different?
What's that big famous donut place up there? It's got the big King Donut. It's been in rap videos.
That's in L.A.
The huge donut.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like up and down the West Coast.
Oh. Huh.
And what else did they didn't have? Oh, and nobody knows how to make fried chicken like they do here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say straight people. That's a good answer, fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Fried chicken. Oh, yeah. Or make real hamburgers in a pan. They don't know how to do that, but they know how to do it here.
3 minutes each side, 3.5 if you're feeling lucky.
Bam.
Just
saying that made me want cube steak just then.
God, I was already thinking of this morning. What am I going to have for dinner tonight? Man. What am I going to have for lunch and dinner?
Fried. What time should I be over?
I'm going to get a family pack and split it up. Family pack is just mine, by the way. So,
even though I don't eat beef burgers, turkey burgers are good.
Why? Even this?
If I had a turkey, I would never eat turkey ever again.
Because women are like that.
Donald.
They make friends with the animals.
I wouldn't eat my pets. That's like having a dog burger to me. That would be terrible.
Oh God!
They don't like that's my buddy the cow. I can't eat him. Can't drink the milk from the wonderful teat.
No,
because that's my friend.
You're going to get brittle bones.
Me?
You got to have some calcium.
I do.
You can get osteoporosis, mesothelioma, gynecomastia. You already got
vaginal mesh.
How do I have gynecomastia? What is that?
I don't know. What is... one of those words you hear all the time. It's like down deep. Like if a doctor told me that, I'm like, is that life-threatening or...
You might have to ask S-Word what it means. I'd ask mine, but she's running the TV right now.
Who's S-Word?
Siri. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Oh, crap. Sorry.
Look it up and
I see why you said it now. Usually when you say S-word, you're not talking about that. You have to go take one somewhere or something. Where are you taking Surrey? To the pool.
Dropping right. Kids at the pool. What a good one.
When we come back, we're all giggling and laughing now.
It's
we'll continue.
Male breast tissue.
That's what it is. Gynecomastia.
Male breast issues?
Tissue.
It's a,
BTs.
Like Kleenex? Of male breast tissue.
Oh, boy.
Have a hormone imbalance if you have that problem. That's why I had to look it up.
That's the only three I see is gynecomastia, mesothelioma, and the vaginal mesh for your lawyers.
I said, I don't think I can get that. And I was correct. Thank you, anatomy class.
Back in my day, it was called me so horny.
You get that too.
Me love you long time. I believe Longfellow said that.
So it's on the menu right beside the TSO's chicken.
Money tall like Jordan. When we come back, a battle begins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't want to call. It's not because we're all sitting here laughing. And even though I won last week by a long stretch.
My lineup is in flux. It's like whatever you start with, I got to figure out what I want to combat it with. So I can't give you a set lineup.
Yeah, but I'm the reigning champion, so I wouldn't go. That's like you would go to the ring first, and then I come out. It's like in wrestling. So you would go first, and then I would as the reigning champion. Or I could defer.
If I started off, I might mess you up.
Will you toss a salad when we come back, and we'll see who heads or tails?
Sure.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.